What do you think about the Trail of Blood? Okay, so check this out. The Trail of Blood is something that the churches would often give out. You know, it's on Baptist history. And I'll be honest with you, I never really liked the Trail of Blood. And I think it's because it just... I think it's because of the fact that it was Christians depending too much on history to validate us as Baptists rather than the Bible. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not against Baptist history and looking back to the Baptists of you know, the ancient Baptists of Europe and all these things. But when you try to use that to try to basically, you know, certify that that's why we're Baptists, I don't agree with that at all. I'm a Baptist because I'm a Bible believer. Okay, I'm a Baptist. I'm a fundamental Baptist because of the fact that I believe in the fundamentals of the faith. And aside from that, I'm an independent fundamental Baptist because that label will identify me as a certain brand of Christianity. You know what you're going to get when you hear my preaching or when you come to my church service. There's a certain flavor that you're going to receive because of it. That's the label that's on the can that helps you identify what type of Christianity we're about. There's a certain set of doctrines and yea, even traditions that we hold to that you know you're going to get when you go to an independent fundamental Baptist church. And so, you know, I'm a Baptist because I believe the Bible. And not because, you know, there was a guy, you know, 200 years ago who was a Baptist or something. You know, I'm a Baptist because I believe the Bible. And so I'm not 100% against that, and I don't necessarily even remember what exactly everything. I think it was Jim Carroll, if I'm not mistaken, was the author of The Trail of Blood. I just know that it had a lot to do with the historical factor of Baptists and why we're Baptists, like trying to prove it from a historical point. It's like this. It's like trying to prove the resurrection from a historical and scientific perspective. It's like, forget all that stuff. You know, I'm not for trying to prove the resurrection using science. You know, these things have to be accepted by faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And these things have to be accepted by faith. I'm not going to use science and historical facts to try to prove the Bible. The Bible is the evidence for the Bible itself. And the same goes for me being a Baptist.